William Weatherby is the Republican newcomer from King Salmon who has been on the road across the district over the past several weeks. He's been running about as old school a campaign as one could, even ending up out of cell phone range for nearly a week out in the Aleutian Islands. We finally touched base with him this afternoon.
I am in Unalaska. I've been here for about a week. I've been campaigning, knocking on doors. I tried to get to Akutan, but the weather wasn't cooperating, so I did some more knocking on doors last night, pouring down rain, but I've been enjoying it. There's so many nice people I've met. People are quite interested in what I have to say. It's been a very enjoyable campaign.
Weatherby is new to politics and doesn't have the name recognition of his opponent. I asked what his closing argument has been with voters this week, or with voters who hear this before they head to the polls tonight.
I've heard from a lot of people that they're not happy with the inaction in the legislature, and I'm looking forward to driving force to getting work done in regular session. Hopefully we won't ever have to go to special session. We'll just get it done. I've heard from a lot of people that are very adversely affected by only getting half their PFD this year. I'm looking forward to helping pass a bill to mail out the other half of the PFD just as soon as we can get that done.
Weatherby says he's not sure where he'll be to watch results come in tonight or who he'll be around to watch them with, but he does say he's enjoying every minute of this adventure. Also reached by phone this afternoon, Democrat Bryce Edgemond says he's been a little closer to home.
I've spent the last few days focusing on the Bristol Bay region, where historically I have done quite well. I've had to backtrack and rebut a false message from my opponent, who has been claiming all campaign season long that I've voted to cut the PFD in half. And so I spent last week or so largely going to communities around the western Bristol Bay part of the district.
Edgemond and his surrogates have also been making a closing argument with voters even through today.
Well, I think the difference between myself and my opponent is pretty clear. I've got experience down in Juneau. I've got senior status both in the rural delegation as well as on the House Finance Committee down in Juneau. And I think that distinction is very clear between myself and my opponent, an individual who's never been to Juneau, never been to a meeting, to my knowledge, or made a motion. So I think that's in hands of the voters right now.
Edgemond says he'll be traveling into Anchorage tonight just as the polls close. We'll have reaction from both later this evening on KDLG. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.